Researchers say that young Latinos are much more likely than other young people to suffer from depression or even consider suicide. That finding affects millions of people because one-third of the U.S. Hispanic population is under the age of 18. Many doctors and therapists believe they know one reason: long separations from family members in their native countries. From member station WGBH in Boston, Madge Kaplan reports.
It's been a rough couple of years for 13-year-old Miguel. Since moving to Boston from the Dominican Republic 2 years ago, the slightly built teen has been trying to learn a new language, catch up in school, and adjust to American culture. But by far the hardest thing has been reuniting with his parents, especially his father.
I like my mother best than my father. I grew up with her. And with my father, I was never with him. He don't talk to us. Just when I do something wrong, he tell me, you know, don't do that.
Miguel was 3 when his father emigrated to the U.S., 8 when his mother followed. Miguel stayed behind with 2 sisters, one of whom at age 15 became his caretaker. Often kids like Miguel are left in the care of grandparents while parents get established in the U.S. The process can take years, and while there are no good numbers, long separations have become the norm for immigrant families from the Dominican Republic, Mexico, and Central America. By the time young people are sent for, a lot has gone on developmentally. Mirza Lugardo is a therapist for adolescent Latinos at Boston Medical Center.
What happens is that this child has already, in their country, developed an attachment to either grandparents, uncles, aunts, godparents, and all of a sudden mom and dad are expecting that just because this kid is going to get in a plane and come home, everything is going to be wonderful, it's great, but the reality is that they left a child, but now it's an adolescent coming in.
An adolescent who may have once felt abandoned. Plus, experts say immigrant parents are often working so hard, they're not home much and don't notice that their kids are having a hard time. This causes a lot of resentment. Again, Miguel.
The fathers and mother don't pay attention to them, don't like them, and they don't care, you know.
Child psychologists say the seeds of depression are sown in circumstances like these, but diagnosis is often delayed because the outward signs are not what many adults expect. Dr. Ricardo Vela is the director of pediatric psychopharmacology at Boston Medical Center.
In children or adolescents, you don't need the symptom of sadness, of deep sadness or depressed feeling in order to make the diagnosis of major depression. Irritability may be the dominant and the main affective symptom.
Miguel's acting out got him expelled from school and landed him in counseling. But he's luckier than some. Latino culture tends to stigmatize people with mental disorders, and it's considered a sign of weakness to ask for help. As a result, most of Mirza Lugardo's patients don't receive treatment until they've either spoken of or attempted suicide.
They either are transported here by an ambulance through either the school, because the school has identified or seen that they have conversations or written things or has started saying goodbye to their friends, or the police sometimes gets involved when the parents actually find their child on an overdose of some pills or medications or whatever they found around the house.
Therapists for Latino families say it's tough for some parents to accept their children's depression after all that's been done to make the family whole again. Buried beneath it all, the tremendous letdown everyone's experiencing about what life in America is really like for most new immigrants. Anna Ortiz is a psychologist at the Martha Elliott Health Center in the Jamaica Plain neighborhood of Boston.
When the kids come here, the parents are already very frustrated, having to deal with not having a home, having to share apartments with 2 or 3 families, having to do 2 or 3 jobs, having to do jobs that are not what they were accustomed to, so the self-esteem goes down. You're very frustrated.
Miguel's parents are both janitors, despite having other trade skills. He says they want him to do well in school so he has more opportunities. Right now, Miguel is motivated to show up for counseling, which his therapist takes as a good sign. Many experts suspect that undiagnosed depression is at the root of high dropout rates among Latino teens, so staying in treatment may mean staying in school. For NPR News, I'm Madge Kaplan in Boston.